concentrate. You'll have a full team this week for the first time in bloody ages. Like, what'd that do for you?
It means a lot for us. You know, we haven't. I think we only had like 3 games this season with a full squad, so it'd be nice to finally have one and get the chemistry back going.
But how difficult has it been just ins and outs the entire time and not really knowing who will play off until game day?
It's an excuse. I'm guessing you can use like as a distraction. But you know, every team has them. Like their injuries, it's part of the game. It's a professional business, you know. Like you want to talk about adaptations. Like, you know, we had to move to Tasmania and Melbourne, so. You know, just another part of the job. I think, you know, hopefully we've weathered the storm and now we can really get to business.
What do you think we'll see from Michael Frazier now that he's got the cloud of roster stuff gone and he can just focus on playing? What are we going to see that you've seen him there?
Hopefully he's just playing free and just playing super aggressive. You know, I think the last couple of games, teams have just really been trying to sell out on me and Bryce and which shouldn't really be a thing. You know, I think we have a lot of good players and a lot of good creators and scorers. So, you know, having a full team and having Frazier back will be really good. I think Frazier brings us a whole new dynamic to the offense and to the defense with his toughness. So, you know, I'm excited to see what it looks like.
So we can see that he could potentially be that third scorer that you need when, you know, is that everyone's locking in on you, you and Bryce?
Maybe. You know, it could be anybody. You know, who knows? You know, I'm not really trying to pin it on anybody. I'm not trying to pin me or Bryce's 1 and 2, you know. I think if we all play well, then it's really hard to stop us. So I won't just say, you know, 1 or 2 guys or 3 guys need to play well. That's a collective team effort, and we all need to step up and accept our roles going into the last little stretch here.
Defensive rebounding has been a big focus for you guys. Is it a bit of a relief to have someone like Frazier and also Nordo back in the mix when they're really off on those quarters?
What is this, rebounding?
Not just rebounding, but their defensive efforts.
Sure. I think having the more bodies and especially their talent is good, but rebounding is just effort. It's nothing to do with any of that. So I think, you know, if we really, you know, buckle down and make an emphasis of it, like has there been games where we have rebounded really well and there have been games where you have seen we haven't done it the best, you know, it's been a theme all season. So, I don't think, you know, adding anybody new will fix it. I think it's just collectively we have to look inwards and just make it a point. I'm not too worried about it, honestly. You know, I'm just trying to win every game and make a step towards the future goal. You know, I want to win a championship, and continuing that streak means that's going to give us the opportunity to do it. It's the only way we can. So, yeah, I mean, I would love to continue it, but I just want to make the playoffs. Like, whether that's the first time, the 37th time, or whatever it is, like, I don't really care. I just want to make the playoffs.
I think Matt Hodgson said last week you guys seem to be allergic to having the full roster available.
Right.
How important is it to gain that synergy and have all that court time before you hopefully
lead
into playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, we, like, you know, like Haji said, we haven't had everybody, like, at all. Maybe the Illawarra series, maybe. But other than that, no, we've always been in and out. Like, something has always been happening. You know, Murphy's Law, what can go wrong, kind of has. But, you know, we're still in a position. Like, we're still right here. And, you know, it's really funny. Like, we could still finish – if we went out at 19-9, which is like a really good record. So, you know, I don't know. Like, a lot of teams apparently like just want to get a little bit over 500 and that can like put you in the race. You know, like Tasmania is like right around 500 and they're fighting for their lives. You know, if we just handle business and do what we're supposed to do, we can finish 19-9 and that puts us exactly where we want to be. So, you know, they love you when you're winning and they hate you when you're losing. So, you know, I'm not really worried about none of that. I just want to go out and play well and help the team win.
Talk about 19-9. Your last 4 games are at home. Mm-hmm. How much does that help you guys? Maybe being 19-9 at the end of the season.
Sure. I mean, we lost 3 in a row at home too. So I mean, I don't know. It's like all the outside factors. Like, it's great. Like, and you know, I'm hoping it's sunny the last 4 games too. You know, like, I don't really care. Like, whatever the exterior factors are, I just want to go out there, be on the court. Whatever factors like in that 94 feet. Help us win, like, those better be turned on. Like, I don't care about anything outside of that.
How's the body feeling? You, of course, you sort of had that little calf injury.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling back
100%
now?
Getting there. Not, you know, still dealing with some stuff, but, you know, it'll take a lot to keep me out from being on the court. So I think I'll be good.
And
Yeah, you know, everyone enjoys playing at RAC. It's a great venue. It's a great arena. And so I'm sure they'll come in, you know, they aren't really playing for a playoff spot anymore, but they're definitely playing to win at RAC. This will be our fourth time playing them, and Adelaide is a great offensive rebounding team. They have a couple guys banged up, but they're playing the young guys who are just going to play with house money and play with energy, play freely. You know, I'm sure CJ, still being his first year, is going to try and push the boys every game to play as hard as they can. Because you want to end on a high note, you know, going into the next season, feeling good about, you know, what you kind of game plan for and what you're planning for. So I'm expecting them to give us their best punch, you know, like every other team has. So, yeah, I think we should be ready by tomorrow.